Good morning, nice having your company, and we've got the company of an artist joining us this morning. Now, our friend has been on the program before, actually quite a while ago, I'm trying to work out, was it years ago? Rebecca Pierce joins us. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Nice to have your lovely bright voice and your bright paintings too, which we'll let people know how they can see them. I was trying to think, was it a couple of years ago? Surely it wasn't that long since we last spoke on the program.
At least probably 18 months ago, I'd say.
A lot of time. And in that time, you've been painting and producing more. For our friends who might not straight away have the chance to go and look at your beautiful paintings, how would you describe them? Because they are certainly colourful.
I think that's the main thing. You've already hit it on the head. It's colour and texture. And I guess with the web, that's the one thing you can't get across is the amount of texture and that people want to go up and touch them. There's that really tactile sort of response.
Yeah, we want to, and we really ought not to. They do almost have a three-dimensional feel to them. They literally are, they stand away from the canvas almost, almost a centimetre. How do you do that? Is that a paint piled upon paint, or what do you do?
Yeah, no, totally all solid paint, and some of it sits out about 3 centimetres in some of the areas. So it's really, really, really heavily textured, and lots of palette knives, and just working to layer it and build it up.
Why did you choose this style? I mean, there's so many styles of painting. Why this style, this almost 3D style?
I don't think it was a conscious decision. It was something that evolved. I'd initially started with very flat graded backgrounds so that I got as close to a graduation that I was really happy with, but I wanted very, very strong contrast against that. And with those flat areas, the contrast was texture. And it just developed from there, and then the texture having more detail and then a conscious build from that. But I don't think it was really initially, you know, I'm going to go out and just do a very heavily textured painting.
I understand. Now, if I were to describe the colours, I'd probably say blue and red and maybe green. But I'd like to hear your colours because I think you might mention all the in-between colours too.
Oh, my God. Okay, with the landscapes, there's lots of the blues and the graduations, but then the very earthy colours. So you'll pick up when you're out in the dry season all the wonderful ochres and camels and caramels, and then married with sometimes layers or elements or seams of gold and silver running through it as well. So layering of colour and then colour on colour and detail on top of that again.
Oh, I can picture it. I really can. Mind you, it helps when you look at your website, and we'll let folks know where that is. You really understand the outback scenery. You spend a lot of time there. In fact, I think you quite welcome its solitude. Tell us about that, Rebecca.
I've been going out the back of all Charters Towers, Hewand and Julie Creek, areas like that, going towards Mount Isa. And it is, there's that wonderful solitude, that it's the vastness. It just makes, I guess you realise how small you are sometimes when you've got this just extensive, it just goes on and on and on. So again, probably why I play with the horizon lines, that whether it be with flowers and endless flowers or the landscapes, it's just how vast it really is.
Do you think folks are surprised, though? Because when we meet you, you're dressed very stylishly. You're a very stylish-looking person. And then to think that there you are out in the bush and you're probably roughing it with the best of them, are folks often amazed, Rebecca? And they think, no, come on, seriously?
Yeah, I don't think it would really be appropriate if I actually turned up at a gallery with what I really wear every day, you know, covered in paint and mess. And so I guess we all try and clean up and scrub the nails. But I'd much prefer to be in the old jeans and covered in paint and messy sandals. It's a lot easier.
How did it all start for you? What was the first day when you received some kind of congratulations for your painting? Did it make the fridge? I mean, did you get an award at school? How did it start?
Look, we were really encouraged at school with the art, and I went to some fantastic art classes outside of school in primary, so there was a lot there But it just sort of extended on that we always had a lot of access to great materials and were really invited to experiment. So with the art classes that I went to when I was very young, it was really about experimentation. They didn't have, you know, that you must do it this way, you must do it that way. So it was really exploration and just evolving, which is how I think I've worked later on. It's been sort of how to push the boundaries with paint and things like that.
I guess to be an amazing artist, you obviously need to have talent, obviously. But what I'm getting at is, how important do you think lessons and going to some sort of an art class is for a successful artist? I'm wondering how many we might have tuned in this morning and says, oh, look, I think I can really make it without going to those classes. We hear about the colour wheel and a lot of basic ideas. What are your thoughts?
I've went to these classes when I was in primary school, so they were external ones. But then when I got into high school, I was thrown out of art class from year 11. So I was not allowed to attend the art classes because I was deemed a distraction and annoyance in class. So I was made sit in the library. And
what did you do in the art class? I mean, come on. What did you do that caused you to be kicked out?
Obviously, the teacher wasn't keen on my presence. I don't know really what I've done to, or what I had done to tick her off, but I was sent to the library. My parents went and complained to the head of the school, and it was agreed that I was allowed to wander down at after lunchtime when there was going to be a double period after for art class. And I went down to an advertising studio where my mother knew a man there who actually was the creator of Louis the Fly.
Oh, wonderful. Louis the Fly.
The drawing of it, not the creation of Louis, which was Bryce Courtney, but he was the one who rendered Louis. And my mother had said, look, is it okay? She can just have a desk here. I don't want you to help her or to do anything. But just basically to, you know, that she's got somewhere, that she's got a desk. And it was the 80s. It was a wonderful time. So the school had no idea that I had extra clothes in my bag. And we would all go out to lunch in Japanese restaurants. And when you had those 4 and 5 hour lunches, so I'd be out with all the guys. And they, as well as doing Louis, they did a wonderful ad where they had to create this painting. I think it was for Shatterthunanda. It was something where they were taking a Rembrandt painting and making the whole thing move, and they had to paint it in sections. So where the school thought I was ensconced at a table somewhere down in North Sydney, I was offered all these different sets, watching them paint these most amazing things for these ads. And the creativity was just absolutely wonderful. So I was really, really lucky that I then, with my HSC, got into what's the equivalent of Art Express, and I did it all in pencil and drawing, so it was all divisionalism. But fortunate that for a year and a half I had the opportunity to just be amongst this most brilliant atmosphere.
That sounds amazing, to do all that. And of course, your artistic ability doesn't just lead you towards painting and creating there too. And I know you've been involved in fashion, and we might touch on that in a moment. But also, you deal with people, real people. And as a result, our government gave you quite a prestigious award. Tell us about that, Rebecca.
I was very fortunate to, when I was about 24, be approached by the most wonderful lady called Rosemary Sinclair, who started NAPCAN, which is the National Association for the Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect. And they, she was wanting someone who would do the graphics. And it was all basically geared towards adults, just to basically, so the abuse of children was more an open topic. It was more spoken about, and it was to try and break the cycle. And so I started to draw and do the pictures and do the catalogues, and they'd have bus posters, and there was a cover of the bulletin and all these things to create more awareness. And then from there, Rosie started Good Beginnings, which from making people aware, this was then another organisation to help people to start out and have a place where they could access more information. And I've done it probably for over 20 years, and I have probably learned more from that. It was wonderful. It was terrific to receive that award, but what I learned in working with people like that was fantastic.
And that was the Order of Australia. Wow, do you bandy that around much? Or
no, I don't. But it's wonderful to have received. But as I said, it really showed me things, or made me aware of things that I probably never would have had the opportunity to be made aware of, and to see some amazing people and how hard they have to work to
create
awareness and to lobby for funds and things like that. To, because it's a charity, you know, it's very hard to be able to get more funds, and the lobbying and the work that they do is just amazing.
You've been involved in fashion as well. I know you had a lovely fashion label of stylish clothes. Where do you think you might be heading in the near future? Will we be seeing more paintings? Will we see fashion? Have you got something else cooking away that you can hint towards?
No. I did the fashion puzzle for about 20 years, from when I was about 17, and I started a clothing label that was retail and wholesale. There was about five sort of flagships that we had here in Australia, but that was the 80s, and all colour on colour and print on print, and I haven't done anything like that for probably at least 12 years. I'll be sticking with painting until I die.
Now, the sort of painting you do, I wish I could be really aware of this. Oil or acrylic? I think to me it looks like acrylic.
It's acrylic. Mm. It's so thick, John, that it would never dry if it was in oil. So and some of them can take up to 3 or 4 months to dry, and they have to sit flat, or if I put them up, you know, the paint would slide off the canvas.
Oh, of course it would. We can actually go along and see your paintings. Now, normally to see your paintings, we'd have to go to Sydney or even New York, because I know you've had exhibitions there. Currently, we can go along to, is it Dalkeith, I think, to go along and see the Gadfly Art Gallery.
That's right. Anna there, and she's absolutely wonderful. The opening was last night, and it was amazing. And the way she's hung the paintings, it's so interesting to see someone else hang your work. She's just done a brilliant job. It looks fantastic.
You had the opening just the other day. Are there any left?
Yes, no. There are, and I know she's open over there. You've got your public holiday coming up, so yes.
And what I like to always remind people, of course, the paintings are there for sale. What I like to let our friends know is, if you simply just want to go along to the Gadfly Art Gallery, you can just have a look. And it's a wonderful opportunity to see one of our own doing something beautiful. I know there's other paintings there as well. The Gadflies are lovely. Isn't it a lovely design gallery too? You've got a lovely feel there at the Gadfly.
It's beautiful. It's so open, and just that whole feel, as you say, it's got the most wonderful atmosphere.
Now, where next? Where next do we find you, Rebecca? What's going on in the future?
I'm up to Singapore for the art fair next month, so that will be great. And then I'm working with a gallery in Malaysia and Singapore after that, and then back here. I'm with Cooks Hill, an investment gallery I've been with for the last 10 years in Newcastle.
You are amazing. What a mover and a groover. Oh, well, I've got a question for you. And this is, I like to, when I talk to remarkable people, I like to get some advice. And for our friends who are maybe just starting off painting, and that would probably even include me, I've got a blank canvas that really presents a whole lot of opportunities. Where should someone really be looking, or what advice would you give to a painter who's just starting, saying, well, I don't know if I've got what it takes, but I'd sure like to give it a go? What would be your professional advice?
Look, I think exactly what you said, give it a go and don't be scared. I remember when I did have the opportunity to, no longer do the fashion but to start painting, I stood in front of a blank canvas for 3 days. I didn't have a clue what to do, and I think it was probably half out of fear. So I think don't be scared. You can always muck it up, and I've worked out, you know, if you've got a really strong hose, you can hose it off and start again.
Ah, that's a good point. Is it important or not important to be kicked out of art class, or really it's up to you?
I don't think I can comment, but I speak to so many people who have done degrees in art, and I know I'm very behind on, you know, terminology and things like that, and their knowledge, you know, is just so far ahead of mine. So I think it's good both ways. You know, you've got it where you might experiment a little more if there's no rules, but then on the other side, you know, if you've got all that information as well, yes. I think it depends on the person.
That's right. Well, we can go along to your website and have a look. In fact, we could probably do that right now for a friend of the internet. Go to Rebecca Pierce. You'll easily find her on the internet, or if you missed that, just drop me an email and I can certainly guide you there. Or you can actually go along and see it, please don't touch, see her lovely paintings at the Gadfly Gallery. That's in Waratah Avenue, Dalkeith. Lovely area there, 131B Waratah Avenue in Dalkeith. But if you remember the interesting word gadfly, I'm sure you'll find the gallery, and that's where we will see your personality through these beautiful paintings. And I really appreciate your time this morning, Rebecca.
No, thank you, John. Thank you so much.